This is Vincent Irene for Blast Furnace Radio, and we're down here again outside of the jail, the City of Pittsburgh jail, waiting for our friends to be arraigned. Over six people were arrested today at the George Bush protest. And we are talking to Pepe, and he's going to tell us in his own words what happened today and what led to the arrest of six people during the welcome, the big Pittsburgh welcome to the Emperor.
Okay. Well, I was part of the Black Bloc, and we were all just kind of standing there, not knowing what to do, because there really wasn't much to do. It was just a face-off, just a standoff between the cops with their bikes and the protesters with the banners. And so we were kind of bored, so we thought, you know, we would do something to spark happiness, to spark fun. So we left, a couple of us, and we went further up to the street where there were no cars or any cops or any people, and we started to play a game, Bombs and Shields. So we're playing Bombs and Shields in the middle of the street, and we're playing it back and forth, having fun. And then the cops look over, so we run back to the sidewalk. So then we're on the sidewalk, and then, you know, they go back to looking pretty stupid, just standing there. And we run back out in the street and have more fun. So we're having a good old time, and we do it back a couple times, and then they kind of catch on. So they get on their bikes, and they start walking towards us. And we get on the sidewalk, and we start heading back to reconverge with the crowd of people. And as we're walking, they grab two people dressed in black, and I'm in the middle of those two people. So they grab them. I tried to grab one of them and pull them off, but then the cop turned to me, and so I just walked away. So they grabbed them. The other protester behind them walked in the opposite direction. And so now we have the two cops and the two protesters, and the cops are holding the protesters, and they slam one of them up to the side of a wall. And hit his face up pretty good, but he was wearing a mask that probably helped. So then I turn around and notice that now they have them on the ground, and more cops around circling them, and the crowd starts chanting, "Let them go, let them go." And then I just kind of walked away from that, and the police, you know, started putting their knees into their backs and putting them under arrest with plastic handcuffs. And then I just walked away.
And four more people were arrested?
As far as I know, four more people were arrested. One of them, I believe, kind of asked to be arrested. She was like, "Well, if you're going to arrest them, then you might as well arrest me." And she was arrested.
Now, was traffic really being interrupted? I mean, was it just that they were upset about the standoff? And
right.
Traffic wasn't being interrupted at all by the protesters. That was the greatest thing about the march, was that, you know, while we were playing in the street, there was no car movement at all, so we weren't blocking traffic at all. Passage was blocked by the cops whenever they decided to encircle that half of the street and block that lane, which blocked traffic for a good 15 minutes after that with buses. There was three buses backed up and cars, and they were honking. Traffic was constantly being blocked by people other than the protesters all day. After the protest was over, whenever people were leaving the convention center, all the Republicans were walking across the street, jaywalking, walking into cars, and, you know, while we were getting yelled at all day, they got nothing. They just got looked at.
So do you think they were just frustrated with the with the fact that the police were just frustrated with the fact that nothing was happening, and that's why they moved in for the arrest?
The police were just looking for something to do all day, because we were standing there for about an hour with no interaction. We tried to go in the street, and they used the great Miami tactic of pushing their bikes forward and then lifting them up and pushing them towards our heads. And so
that was their bikes.
Yeah, that was their bikes. Like, it was the banner, and we were in the street, and then the bikes in front of that, and they continually just kept pushing forward, pushing us back, poking us with their batons, things like that.
Do we know what the people were charged with?
I don't know for sure. I would guess disorderly conduct, because that's, you know, charged for everything.
This is, again, we're down here at the absolutely beautiful Allegheny County Jail, and we have heard from Pepe about what happened. As long as we have Pepe with us, what is?
The Black Block is a contingent of people dressed in black, usually for anonymity, because police and the media are constantly taking pictures of everyone in the crowd. They have embedded reporters and journalists and things. So, Black Bloc is nothing more than people dressed in black. Although they tend to be anarchists, tend to be anti-capitalists, it's not necessary. It's just people that dress black, usually a black face mask, conceal their identity.
The Black Bloc philosophy ever break down, it will have like a tie-dyed bloc?
Well, I mean, there's been pacifist blocks dressed in white, there's been black blocks, there's been a whole bunch of different blocks. We were orange bloc, yes, or 2 days ago, whenever we were at
NRA.
The NRA convention. Yeah, we were hunting the rich.
So why is it the orange bloc?
Hunters usually wear orange, and we were hunting the rich to feed the poor, and orange is a bright color, and that's what they wear whenever they hunt the poor little animals.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're here until our friends are arraigned and out. You heard it from Pepe, and you heard it first on Blast Furnace Radio, Pittsburgh's only web radio station.